What inspired you to get this rolling?
It's really interesting. What happened was I'm in a mastermind group, and we meet online, and we were talking, and I was sitting listening to all these people and thinking, you know, there are 12 of us here, and the advice here is worthwhile for many, many more people than 12. Maybe I should figure out a way to be able to capture some of this information as we were talking in the mastermind about how can we help each other as business people here based on our own experience. And I thought, well, what about writing and putting together an anthology of all from different people? And so a number of people from that group and other groups that I knew were invited. I invited 26 people, and I got 19 wow. responses, and put those articles together, edited them, and that put itself into the book. And in the process, I realized that not only did I want to help the business people, but there were people out there who had lost their businesses,
yeah.
and one of the things that they were going to need was food. And so that's when the idea of doing the contribution to the food bank of Central and East North Carolina came about.
The good thing about this, Drew, also is that there are several ways that folks can help out those in need related to this project.
It's on my webpage. There are a couple other options if you want to do a little bit bigger donation, but $3.99, because my feeling is most people that are in business can afford to put $4 out to get some information. The other thing about it is I thought about printing this, and then I realized that that would take a while. So my orientation was, let me go ahead and put a PDF file out that I can send to people on the website, as well as put out an ebook that's available through Amazon.
Well, heck, everybody else is learning to do stuff digitally and online amid all this pandemic, so, you know, why not join the party?
Exactly, exactly. And part of what I do as a publisher is to help my clients get books out as ebooks as well as physical books. So, of course, now, being able to do that kind of come up with that form is much, much better, because I don't have to go hand a book to anybody.
Right.
they can buy it either through Amazon or, again, through the website, and there's no need for them to go out to get the book.
If someone wants to order the book or make one of those larger donations that you mentioned, what's the website?
Realizationpress.com, R-E-A-L-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. PRESS.com.
We have to give a big thank you for those who contributed to this book, and you've been able to include a short bio for each of them and a contact link if the reader's inclined to reach out to them. So a really interactive process here.
Yes, it is. My feeling was that I didn't have a way to really reward the people who put the articles together and sent them to me, except for exposure. And so I went ahead and put a little bio for each person after each of the articles and put that in. In addition, a couple of other things that were really amazing that happened were that somebody volunteered to do the cover. The wonderful cover was done by that person. And then a fellow by the name of Frank Timberlake does something called faux art. And he donated 5 pictures so that the book also has graphics in it.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you, Frank, as Frank is the one who reached out to us here at WPTF to set this up. So many thanks to Frank for not only contributing to you, but also helping us get this interview together. And that's kind of the way things have been going on, Drew, during this pandemic. People reaching out and helping out others in ways they hadn't previously done.
That's true. And, you know, that was one of the important ideas here, was to help to build a stronger sense of community, because I think we need to do that. We need to rely a lot more on each other. We're almost in a situation where we need to go back and really grab our roots as on the frontier, where we helped each other build houses. And
And the reaction to the book, Thriving Beyond the Storm, pretty solid so far, topping Amazon's a hot new release.
Yeah, I did that in the first week and was in the top 100 paid in the Kindle store as well. So we had a really good response, and that was partially due to the fact that a number of the authors also let people know about the book. It was a cooperative effort to get the marketing done on it.
We can also call it an anthology as well. And when you break down this anthology, really based around 5 themes, offering guidelines about remaining accountable, responding to isolation, maintaining focus, moving from confusion to clarity, and using survival tactics for business as well as sustaining a mental toughness. So really running the gamut, covering all the bases, if you will, here during this pandemic.
That's true. And that's only the first section, which talks about mindset. There are also more general themes about things like moving your business home, how to acquire new clients, or whether that's an important thing to do at this point or go back and work with your other clients. There are a couple of interesting other pieces in there, one about that talks about pivoting and compares it to fishing, as well as another piece by a flight attendant who talks about how humorously looks back at when she dealt with situations in the airlines during the other pandemics that we've faced over the last 20 years. So there's some perspective in that.
I can tell you the many fishing trips I had with my father and friends over the years, some of the frustrations I felt through the pandemic kind of run parallel with what you're doing out there fishing from time to time. Frustration and reward, common themes.
I think that's true. That's why I really enjoyed that article.
There are also selections concerning self-care, and we've heard a lot about, you know, people's diet, people's mental health capacity, people's just overall general health during this pandemic. And really, if you don't take care of yourself during this time, not only will your body suffer, but your business will too.
Absolutely. I thought those were some of the most important articles that I got. Those covered things such as refocusing on yourself, checking your posture while you're sitting at the computer, how to regain equilibrium, because I think we were all kind of knocked off of our game in this. Those are some of the other areas that were covered in the self-care.
Kind of an example here, Drew, of what we've heard over and over during the pandemic is giving back, paying it forward. And here you found a unique way not only to involve yourself, but those experts around you in the business world, and then in turn, help out those who've been impacted by this economically and struggling to, you know, put food on the table overall.
It's been a labor of love, and as such, it kind of fell together in ways that I never expected it to. And it was much, much easier to do. Usually it takes me about 60 to 90 days to put a book out, working with the manuscript. In this case, all the way from conception to end was 7 weeks.
Has this inspired you in any other way to get more ideas of moving forward?
Well, actually, I'm looking at doing a volume two. I've got 4 or 5 articles coming in for volume two. I'd like to put a second volume out. You know, there's a lot more wisdom out there that hasn't been shared. So I look forward to being able to do that for other business people, as well as being able to create more reserves for the food bank.
Yeah, I think that would be appreciated more than you know, especially when it comes to getting all the information that we need amid this pandemic to succeed, because it seems at some point we're getting information from so many different directions, so many sources, and it's kind of nice to have a reference to where you can go where there's, you know, people are just giving advice for no gain of their own, just trying to help people out.
That's true, and I'm just so thankful for people who were willing to give of their time and their effort to write these articles and get them to me so that we could put the first volume out, and the people that are working to put the second volume out. It's been really a delightful experience. And one of the things I realized is that, you know, my business is not really, really strong during this period of time, just like a lot of people's business. And I thought, you know, I'd love to give some money to the food bank. How can I do it? And that's where the idea came from.
All right, well, the profits from this project will be donated to the food bank in central of eastern North Carolina. The book, Thriving Beyond the Storm, Practical Advice for Small Business Owners from Small Business Owners. We've been speaking with Drew Becker of Willow Springs. We've seen grassroots efforts like this amid this pandemic all over North Carolina and the U.S., Drew. And you have to be happy with yourself and, you know, thrilled to see what you started just as a pet project is now helping so many people.
Well, thank you. Yes, it definitely has. And I'm honored to be able to have done this.
And again, we can find out more at the website, realizationpress.com. That's realizationpress.com to find out more about the book. And Drew, if people wanted to contact you or contact someone else in regards to the book, where can they reach out?
They could reach out. My email is Drew Becker, D-R-E-W-B-E-C-K-E-R, 1-1, at gmail.com. And I'll be glad to get in touch with people and get back with them and talk with them about what's, or write to them about what's going on.